Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Phone's in on air.
Let me.
Yeah. Kind of bright out there today, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I feel sorry for all those people who have to squint.
Say, Cliff, those wouldn't be new glasses, would they?
Oh, hey. Noticed, huh? Yeah, Italian import, 65 macaronis. That's right. Notice the sleek European styling there, the sturdy reinforced frames, and the high-tech shatterproof reflective lenses that allow me to scope out the dollies without drawing attention to myself.
You can walk up to him naked with your hair on fire and not draw attention.
What would you know? I only work on women.
They seem to have given you courage. Prove it.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a little demonstration myself.
All right.
You got the shades? What are you worrying
about? Excuse me.
Oh, perfect.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
What anybody says, we had better chatter out there.
Shut up, Cliff.
Fan suspiciously as if there is no joy in Mudville.
Who gives a damn? We lost.
We didn't lose. We got dumped on. We were dragged by our noses through the dung heap. They ripped out our guts, held them up for us to see, and then they rammed them down our throats.
Ah, it's a grand old game.
Damn.
Now I know why they weren't afraid to let me play. They were great out there. They were like the 27 Yankees.
He's exaggerating. There were only 9 of them.
Come on, guys. We can't just sit around crying in our beer here.
Norman's right.
You don't have any. Come on, Diane. Step on it. We got to feel a tear welling up here.
All right, what the hell? First round on the house.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, well, if you think I'm drinking with you guys, you're nuts. I'd rather drink with those snail pellets from Gary's Old Town Tavern. At least they're winners.
That really hurts, Carla.
Yeah. Hey, really, I don't think we played so bad, you know?
Oh, listen to Mr. Gold Glove over here.
Come on.
Yeah, you drew more flies than bad liver.
All right, give me a minute.
The only thing more amazing than that was that you dropped every one of them.
Come on. Well, yeah, I just have a little problem with balls hit directly at me. I think it's probably that it's the sun, you know, or that I can't bend over.
Poor Norman.
Well, at least some of us look good out there, huh?
Yeah, Cliff. The less of your face showing, the better.
Listen to yourselves. You're letting a minor setback in some trivial competition ruin what is an otherwise lovely day.
Yeah.
Get it, Sam.
You just don't get it, do you? It's not just the guys from Gary's beat us at basketball, volleyball, darts, and every other sport known to mankind. It's more than that. I'm a jock. This is a jock bar, but if we keep losing, all the jocks are going to say, hey, cheers is for losers. Let's go drink over at Gary's.
Oh, they'll never say that. They'll say, we no like cheers. Let's go to Gary's.
Gentlemen of cheer.
Oh,
and ladies. Hey. Tough game out there today.
What are you doing here?
Boy, you guys had the worst luck.
Yeah, looks like it just followed us home, huh?
Listen, we were over having a celebration at my little tavern, and I kept thinking, something's missing. It wasn't as happy as it usually is when we beat you. And then I realized what it was. I didn't get a chance to thank you guys for the game. So I came over here to do it now. Way to go. The pop-up king. Many thanks. Great glasses. Oh, oh. This is what I was afraid of. Hard feelings.
What are you talking about?
You guys have nothing to hang your heads about. You played hard. You played clean. You gave it your all. Just remember, it takes two sides to make a victory. One side to win, and you guys.
Excuse me, but you've obviously come here to belittle my friends. Why, I can only speculate. Perhaps you're compensating for some physical shortcoming. But it's tragic that you place such stock in a silly competition. What of higher attainments? What of loftier pursuits? What of art and philosophy? What of music?
I graduated magna cum laude in American literature from Princeton.
Oh, couldn't make summa.
Hey, look, Gary, you only came here to rub our noses in it. You've done a great job. Mission accomplished. Now, why don't you take off?
Yeah, take a hike.
Sam, I came here in the spirit of sportsmanship.
I'll show you sportsmanship.
This is neither the time nor the place for such childish behavior.
Yeah, let's save it for when we kick his butt.
In what? We're kind of running out of sports, aren't we? Well, it's really been a truly enjoyable afternoon. Gentlemen, ladies,
see you. Hey, listen, I'll have you know that I'm putting together a team right this very moment. It's going to have you shaking in those shoes of yours.
Hey, those are nice.
Well, thanks. And is that a challenge?
Yeah.
In what sport?
I'll tell you in what sport. In,
bowling.
Yeah, bowling.
Great. I've knocked down a pin or two in my day. When and where?
Well, I'll just let you know. Okay?
Okay.
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 Okay!
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 Okay! Bowling?
Don't worry. I got this theory, Sam. You see, all those other sports required real athletic ability. But with Bowen, we got the makings of a great team.
Aw, Carla.
Now listen. You go to any bowling alley, what do you see? A bunch of out-of-shape couch potatoes who do nothing but sit around and swill beer.
All right, we're number one.
Back so soon from the sport of the great unwashed?
How was the audition?
Tryout. Diane, in sports, it's called a tryout.
We got a team.
Yeah, what I'd like to know. I'm going to call Gary and call it off.
I'm telling you, when one lousy bar can't produce four decent bowlers, it's time for America to take a long, hard look at itself.
Hey, you. You don't know anything about bowling, do you? Hey, Woodhead. I asked you if you know how to bowl. You have bowled, haven't you?
Yes.
When? When?
Before.
Before what?
Before I came to Cheers.
You're good, aren't you?
I won a couple trophies.
Sammy! Sam, don't pull it off!
What? Hold on a second.
We got a ringer.
You got what?
We got a ringer. Woody. Woody is a bowling machine. Trust me, he's got a room full of trophies.
Hey, Gare. No, we're not wimping out. Yeah, tomorrow, Vic's Bowlerama, we rumble. Okay. Okay. All right, Woody.
Woody.
Please don't ask me to bowl. I can't.
Why not?
The tragedy.
Well, what tragedy?
Once I maimed a man in a bowling accident. I'll never bowl again as long as I live.
Great idea, Sam. Bowling.
Okay, it's time to go. Let's see if we can, you know, maybe somehow manage not to embarrass ourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, Newt Rockne.
Come on, let's go. I want to warm up.
Hold on a second, guys. Say, Woody, still not too late to change your mind.
Don't you understand? I maimed a man.
Bowling accidents happen. You read about them in the paper all the time.
He was only an innocent maintenance man.
Come on, man. He knew the risks.
I still don't know what happened. You know, one minute I was picking up the 8-10 split, and the next thing I know, the 10-pin flies and hits old Sully right between the eyes, and he goes down like a sack of wheat. Sam, I ruined the man's life.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Oh, no, I'm not. Old Sully got too dim-witted to stay in bowling maintenance. Last I heard, he was a clown at children's birthday parties.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He wasn't invited to them.
Come on, Woody. Listen, man, I've never begged for anything in my life that I actually enjoyed once I got it. Come on. Please. Come on, join the team here, huh?
Yeah, Woody, come on. I can't. Since the accident, I haven't been able to set foot in a bowling alley.
Well, why don't you just try it today? Maybe the memory's faded. Hey, you don't understand what's at stake
here,
Woody.
Can't you hear me? No.
Sammy, take a crack at him here. Listen to me, all right? Now, every once in a while, you just got to look beyond yourself, okay? And think about the team. Like my old high school football coach used to always say, give the ball to Peterson. He'll know what to do with it. Well, hey, I didn't want that responsibility, but for the good of the team, understand, I took it. We went ahead and we had a great season.
Were you the fullback, Mr. Peters?
No, I was the equipment manager. But that's not my fault.
Come on, Don. You're wasting your breath. He ain't bowling.
All right, think about that, Woody.
Let's show our worthy opponents a little courtesy.
Back off, Buster, or I'll put Vaseline in your finger hole.
Just try to touch my ball.
I'm talking about your nose. Choke on it.
Yeah. You guys got the cheering under control.
You know, mosey up to the bar for a beer.
You gonna miss the game, Doc?
Yeah, that's a perfect plan, huh?
Hey, Clippy, how we doing?
50 pins down, sinking like a stone, Sammy.
How the hell I know I'm here? You got a life, you know.
Hey, sorry, man. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, Connie, has anyone ever told you to make even bowling shoes look sexy?
But you have to stop. You're fraternizing with the enemy.
No, I'm just trying to distract her here so she won't know what to do. A little wink, a sexy nod, and a glimpse of these taut athletic buns.
Oh, wait a second here, Tawny. Oh, what's this?
I think your butt needs a tune-up.
Hey. Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm here as a driver only, but I brought someone with me who'd like to bowl.
Woody! Oh!
Woody! Woody!
Hey, time out, Gary.
All right, sit down.
Hey, who's taking care of the bar here?
Oh, don't worry. We closed it. We would have been here sooner, but it took a while to get all those people out of there.
Well, great. Yeah. All right, let's get some shoes on here.
Yeah.
What made him change his mind?
I don't know. He was right in the middle of doing something, and he said, I can't let the guys down. Let's go.
Hey, Woody.
Well, how are we going to do this? We've already started.
Cliff, what about your wrist injury?
What injury?
Don't make me hurt you.
Oh. Oh. Ah. Easy, easy.
Gary, we're going to need an injury substitution here.
Hey, you got it. The one thing I've never been called is unfair.
I can believe that's the one thing you've never been called.
All right, I'm going to go fire Woody up here.
All right.
The alleys. Thanks. It's really a sensory experience, you know. The scent of Aquanet on a beehive hairdo. The roar of polyester against old Naugahyde. The sight of a cigarette stubbed out in a patty milk. All this plus the anticipation of placing your feet in shoes only 7,000 others have worn before you.
Listen, this is going to be tough on you. I want you to know that you don't have to do this, Woody.
Oh, I want to, sir.
You absolutely sure?
Oh, I'm sure. You all have been like family to me. I love you guys.
Okay. All right, Woody. Yeah, watch this, Gary.
Yeah. If you're having second thoughts, that's okay, pal.
No, no, I want to do this. Okay, I'm ready.
Woody?
I want to do this, Sam. Remember, I love you guys. I'm ready, Sam.
It's okay, Woody.
I'm gonna ball. I don't know what I was worried about. It's just these guys are dead meat. You know what I'm saying, Sam?
Nice game, Sam.
Oh, get out of here. We said 2 out of 3, and we're taking you to the wall.
That's right.
All right, all of you in favor of saving what shred of dignity we have left and sneaking out of here. Raise your hand. Nice.
Hey, how come you voted? You're not even playing.
I thought we ordered pizza.
Sam, you can't quit.
Listen, Sam, maybe we can sweeten the pot a little.
Get out of here.
No. If you guys win, I'll set you up with Tawny.
Maybe we can talk.
And if we win, you set me up with Sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
Excuse me. I didn't date Sigma Chi's. I was Phi Epsilon Delta.
You girls have quite a reputation.
Yes, for academic achievement.
Is that what it was? Tell me, isn't it true that Phi Epsilon is Greek for high sailor?
Give me your shoes. Give me your shoes.
Jenny, you're bowling?
Yes.
Come on, were you any good?
Yes. If you whisper a word of this to anyone who matters, I'll find you and I'll kill you. I think I came by my utter contempt for the sport by accident? Hardly. I took it in college.
You bowled in college?
Yes. I needed the PE credits. I could read between frames. And he didn't have to run. I spent 6 semesters sweating in a tawdry bowling alley.
Bowlers don't sweat.
They do when they're wearing tweed. In spite of my complete disdain for the experience, I have no intention of letting this Ivy League lounge lizard insult me and my sorority sisters and send cheers to ignominious defeat.
You did something that didn't make me want to shove a rat in your mouth and sew your lips shut.
Such praise, I blush. Congratulations, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
Excuse me, continue celebrating. Huzzah, huzzah. It was a great win, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it was, thanks to you.
Oh, don't thank me. I've been amply rewarded just seeing how well you're taking this. The old Sam Malone would have died before letting a woman salvage his athletic pride. You've grown.
You know something? I think I have. Oh, by the way, Tawny wasn't the only one looking sexy out there in bowling shoes.
Ooh, thank you.
No, I was talking about me. You know, I'm surprised you didn't mention something. Seriously. Great form out there.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I was still talking about me. All right, all jokes aside here, thank you very much for helping me beat Gary.
Well, I'm getting tired of listening to some ignorant blowhard take himself in some stupid competition so seriously.
Boy, he really does that, doesn't he?
No, I was talking about you.